is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 5th of December, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Thinkst, the makers of the much-loved Thinkst Canary. In today's top story, Google's Android team say platform certificates from major Android vendors were used to sign malware. Platform certificates are digital certificates used by Android device makers to sign versions of the Android operating system deployed on the smartphones they manufacture. The certificates are also used to sign firmware and other official apps shipped to customers. Apps signed by these special platform certificates get the highest level of trust and access to an Android device. Last month, the Android security team found several malware samples in the wild that were signed by platform certificates owned by major vendors like Samsung, LG, MediaTek, and RevoView. According to security firm Rapid7, the malware samples were run-of-the-mill adware strains. It's unknown if the platform certificates were hacked from the vendor's infrastructure or if they were leaked to threat actors by malicious insiders. Google has asked vendors to launch internal investigations. The Android security team worked with the affected companies to revoke and rotate the compromised platform certificates and put mitigations and detections in place both at the vendor and Play Store level. Cloud hosting platform Rackspace has taken down its hosted Microsoft Exchange email server infrastructure following a security incident. The incident took place last Friday, December 2nd, and Rackspace was still working on restoring affected services at the time this podcast was recorded. Security researcher Kevin Beaumont believes Rackspace's Exchange service was most likely hacked using the proxy NotShell vulnerability. Rackspace has not confirmed the report, nor if the attack resulted in the deployment of ransomware on its infrastructure. Cryptocurrency platform Binance has paused its integration with the Anchor DeFi protocol after an attacker used a leaked Anchor platform developer key and minted Binance BNB coins worth more than $4 billion. Of these, the attacker is believed to have stolen $5 million worth of cryptocurrency before Binance cut off their access. Binance claims it froze $3 million in cryptocurrency before it could be laundered. Hackers have leaked the personal information of thousands of Beeline employees. Beeline, one of Russia's largest mobile telecommunications providers, confirmed the leak to Russian news outlet Vedomosti. The hackers claimed they obtained the data after accessing one of the company's internal LDAP servers. The same group previously also hacked and leaked data from other major Russian organizations, such as the Russian state-owned postal service, travel booking platform Tutu, delivery service Delivery Club, and online learning platform Geekbrains. In its third quarter of 2022 report, the Chrome security team says it saw a 16% quarter-over-quarter growth in the number of Chrome users who opted into the Enhanced Safe Browsing Protection security feature. Google said it also revamped rules and increased payouts for the Chrome Bug Bounty Program, which resulted in an increase in bug reports that contained bisections and functional exploits. A bisection is when a security researcher points out the specific commit or commit range where a vulnerability was introduced in the Chrome source code. It's a detail that helps Google engineers fix bugs faster. The Department of Homeland Security's Cyber Safety Review Board says it intends to review attacks carried out by the Lapsus Extortion Group. The group has been linked to intrusions at Cisco, Microsoft, NVIDIA, Samsung, Uber, Rockstar Games, and many other large companies. The board plans to analyse how the group bypassed a broad range of basic security measures without the use of advanced malware and put out a report so organisations can learn from the attacks and better protect themselves. The Cyber Safety Review Board was established in May last year, and its first report was on the Log4Shell vulnerability and its impact on software supply chains. The UK government has introduced new mandatory reporting rules for managed service providers. The government says that MSPs have become an unofficial critical infrastructure and will have to report all cybersecurity-related incidents that disrupt their networks and the services of their customers. Any cybersecurity incidents will have to be reported to government agencies like Ofcom, Ofgem, and the ICO. MSPs that fail to follow the rules could be fined up to £17 million. Microsoft says it sees strong circumstantial evidence that Russia is coordinating cyber attacks and military kinetic operations in Ukraine. In a report published on Friday, Microsoft says it saw destructive malware deployed in Ukrainian regions that were often hit by missile strikes a few days later. The report covers operations that took place in October 2022 and is the third report Microsoft published this year covering the same coordination theory. Several security and military researchers have disputed Microsoft's assertion that Russian military cyber attacks and kinetic strikes are coordinated. Authorities in Spain have detained 55 members of Black Panthers, a cybercrime gang suspected of stealing more than €250,000 from more than 100 victims. Spanish police say the Black Panthers operated out of Barcelona, and the gang was split into multiple cells, each specialised on one single task, like phishing, vishing, carding, social engineering and SIM-swapping attacks. Police officials say that among the 55 arrests, they also detained the group's leader, the one who coordinated the activity of all its cells. A team of academics say that data they collected from 30 dark web underground markets over a period of 8 months suggests that cybercrime groups made roughly $140 million from the sale of stolen data. The report, published in January this year, compiled data from more than 96,000 ads placed by 2,100 vendors across the dark web's largest markets. Academics say marketplaces generated $5.8 million in revenue on average, but a large part of the revenue was concentrated in just two places, with the Agatha market making an estimated $91 million and the cartel market at $31 million. Google has released a security update for the Chrome web browser to fix a zero-day vulnerability that's being exploited in the wild. Google Tag discovered the zero-day, which is described as a type of confusion in V8, Chrome's JavaScript engine. This marks the ninth actively exploited Chrome zero-day discovered this year. And lastly, cloud security firm Wiz has discovered a vulnerability that would allow them to access the internal infrastructure of IBM Cloud. Wiz says that once inside IBM's network, they could have modified the company's software pipeline to poison artifacts deployed in IBM's hosted Postgres environments. IBM says it was aware of Wiz's intrusion at all times and that no customer data was ever in danger. The company has rolled out patches to its cloud infrastructure. And that is all for today's news. Today's show was sponsored by Thinxt. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com or on our website at risky.biz. Thanks for listening.